I do want to go to the phone lines, speaking with Senator Bill Hagerty, who is in Memphis yesterday discussing public safety. Of course, we'll get into the southern border, the latest on his legislation, his amendments that Democrats overwhelmingly voted down. Let's go right now to the senator. Good morning, Senator. Thanks for joining the program.
And good morning. It's always great to be with you. It's always great to be here in Memphis.
So real quick, to get your reaction from yesterday's meet with the district attorney, our police chief was there, and Paul Young, talking about public safety, your takeaway from the meeting.
There were many more people there too, various groups and organizations that are all engaged in trying to address the crime that's going on here and how to address the causes of it and what's happening in people's homes or what's not happening that should be, to particularly focus on young people who are engaged in crime. Our conversations yesterday were really aimed at getting me up to speed in terms of the various efforts that are underway here in Memphis to try to address it, and then to discuss how federal resources could be brought to bear to try to help it. And we really talked a lot about how to obtain better coordination so we get the greatest efficiency possible as we try to deal with this incredibly massive problem here.
Well, we appreciate the federal spotlight you're placing on our crime problem, because if you were to pull every Shelby County in Memphian and surrounding counties, crime is going to be number one, much like another issue like the southern border. I was looking at some polling across this country, Senator. It is issue number one, and yet Democrats repeatedly voted against your two amendments. And I want you to explain both of those. The first one we talked about last time you joined the show, which excludes illegal aliens from congressional appointments and the assignment of electoral college votes. The second one I assumed was a no-brainer, which would stop the secret migrant flights of illegals into the U.S. And we as taxpayers are funding this.
Yeah, I was just shocked to find out about it, and we actually verified it with a whistleblower who's involved with one of the charter companies that they're using, and their company's flown just in the past 4 months, tens of thousands of these illegal migrants into America. They're coming from Cuba, from Haiti, from Venezuela. They're being flown in here under the dark of night secretly by Joe Biden. We understand that they've gone to 43 different airports in America. So rather than cross the border on the ground, they're just flying them over the border and bringing directly into cities here in America. My presumption is they're bringing them to Blue City airports, because you and I talked about this with the previous amendment. They, you know, my earlier legislation would have counted only American citizens for the purposes of apportioning congressional districts and therefore electoral votes. If you just look at the number of people that Joe Biden has led into this country since he took office, that would account for 13 congressional districts alone. Think about that. You think about how close control in the Congress is right now. That would change the balance of power. Think about these presidential races, 13 electoral votes. That's more than the state of Tennessee has. So this is what it's all about. It's about controlling. It's about getting power. If you think about where they've located their sanctuary cities, and by the way, most likely where they're flying these people from these other countries, if these sanctuary cities are located in states that are losing population, like New York, Illinois, California. They put their sanctuaries like New York and Manhattan, Chicago, Illinois, San Francisco, Los Angeles. These are the states that are losing citizens, the states like our own then. What they're doing is they're backfilling with non-citizens and then counting them for the purposes of allocating votes and therefore power here in America. And it gives disproportionate power to states that have a large number of immigrant population, because they're leveraging those illegal immigrants in order to dilute our vote here in Tennessee.
And as discouraging as it is as an American to see every single Senate Democrat is, I guess, pro-invasion at our southern border, the silver line is you've got people like Elon Musk retweeting your floor speech. And I've got to ask what that was like getting that, I mean, worldwide exposure on what's happening as a result of your amendments, which I believe Chuck Schumer did not want, because they finally got it onto the House floor at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
You're exactly right, Ben. I mean, this has been Chuck Schumer's strategy. He mismanages the timelines so that if he follows normal rules in the Senate, the government would have shut down. He delayed. He waited too late, and he got us to the point where the government was going to shut down going through normal order unless he had the consent of every one of the senators. I told Chuck I wasn't going to grant my consent until we put my legislation on the floor. And I got everybody on the record voting on whether we're going to use taxpayer funds to fly illegal immigrants into this country and resettle them here. He said there was no way, there was no way, there was no way. We got up till 20 minutes before the shutdown, before he finally conceded. And I think his brief was that nobody would see this if he waited till the middle of the night for it to happen. We actually crossed the line into the next day, but we were already on the floor working on it. And he thought probably by 1:30 in the morning, who would ever see it? Well, Elon Musk, as you said, just retweeted my floor speech. Over 40 million people have seen it now. The American public are disgusted. They're enraged. And we have put a pin in the Democrats' tactic of putting their so-called border security bill on the floor. You've heard this. You turn on CNN, the Republicans voted against our border security bill. Joe Biden's, that was his talking point. That wasn't a border security bill. That was basically an effort to get more resources to the effort to resettle people here in America. They wouldn't allow us to amend it, to fix it. They put it on the floor once and then ripped it right off so they could get to a Ukraine vote. Every Republican, not every Republican, but most Republicans, including me, voted against that. We had to. Every Democrat was able to say, I voted for the border security, and now let's blame it on the Republicans. This set of votes, one, showing the motive, again, that they want to count illegal migrants, and two, demonstrating one of the most egregious tactics that they're using, flying 320,000 people. They flew in here by charter planes last year from other countries. That's the volume of people that they're flying in here. Wow. Again, millions coming across the border. But if you just think about it, people are outraged. We've got to fix this. And I think we're going to fix it in November when we change the White House, the Senate, and then hopefully hold the House of Representatives.
Yeah, hopefully. So I was one of the 40 million that watched the floor speech. And one thing you pointed out, I completely missed as a news guy. And give me the timestamp on when you actually confronted AG Merrick Garland, because he refused to tell you that illegals should not come to this country. So I did my research. I went back to that committee hearing where you asked this. It's a short soundbite. I want to play it for our listeners here in cut number 27.
Just this week in Guatemala, Vice President Harris sent a message to those that were perhaps contemplating coming to our country illegally. Do not come. Is that a message that you can deliver, Attorney General, sitting right there?
Look, I think that Vice President Harris has been very deeply involved in the kind of law enforcement and other requirements that we're looking to set up. She was instrumental in moving us to establish this joint task force. So there are a lot of different messaging kind of issues involved, and some of them involve getting at the root causes of why people are leaving.
Senator, I mean, how on earth? That is literally America's top prosecutor.
Exactly. He's our top cop, and he can't tell them not to come. He's our top cop, and he can't enforce the laws in America. It's a disgrace. This administration clearly, and Joe Biden promised this when he was running for office, Ben, you remember him using the code word, we're going to transform America? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what this is all about. And you know, we got one of the Democrat congressmen. In fact, she's the congresswoman from the same district in Brooklyn that used to be Chuck Schumer's district before he came to the Senate. We got her on record saying that she needs these illegal migrants coming to her district so she can hold on to her power. She said, I need them for redistricting purposes. She doesn't want to lose her district. It's the same district that James Madison High School is in. This is a high school that they have told the students to go and study from home via Zoom. They have to use that high school now to house illegal migrants. And this woman is saying, I need these illegal migrants to hold on to my power. Oddly enough, and this is too rich, that's the same high school, the one that they've shut down and sent the kids home from, just to house these illegal migrants, same high school that Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders attended as kids.
Wow. All right, real quick, before we let you go, speaking of Chuck Schumer, you saw the floor speech where he called for new elections in Israel, of course, criticizing Netanyahu. And then this was right after the fact that our UN Security Council refused to stand with our ally Israel. I mean, speaking to doing anything to hang on to power, of course, they're looking at Minnesota. You've got the holdouts in Michigan. I mean, they're willing to jeopardize our ally Israel in order to hang on to the Oval Office.
It's just amazing, Ben, the fact that they would. These are the pearl clutchers that always talk about we've got to protect democracy. They're trying to destroy the, you know, a legitimately democratically elected ally, the only democracy in the Middle East. They're trying to take it down. And one of my friends said this the other day. I thought it was funny, but also quite true. He said the only two-state solution that Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer want has to do with Michigan and Minnesota.
Wow. Well said. All right, Senator, thank you for joining us. Thank you again for being in the Bluff City yesterday. Best of luck, and we appreciate you fighting for all of us in this day.
Thank you, Ben.